Hare Krishna. So we are discussing one section from shloka number 11 to shloka number 30. And this section basically talks about Krishna's arguments or Krishna's refutation for the argument given by Arjuna, the first argument for not fighting. They are my relatives. How can I fight with them? How can I kill them? And Krishna is very, very beautifully explaining in this section how we are not the body, we are spirit soul. And today we are going to see the last shloka of this section, shloka number 30. So let's see that and discuss in detail. It goes like this. Dehi nityam avadhyoyam, dehe sarvasya bharata, tasmat sarvani bhutani, natvam sochitum arhasi. So here, very, very nicely, Krishna is describing. In fact, he's summarizing the entire section now in one verse. He says, I am Dehi, this soul, Dehi, one who owns the body, one who owns the Deha. I am Dehi, this soul, Sarvasya Dehe. So this soul is present where? In all the bodies. The soul is present in each and every body. Oh Bharata, please understand. And he's saying, Tasmat, therefore, Natvam Sochitum Arhasi. Don't lament. There is no cause for lamentation. And there is no use of lamentation. Don't lament. Why? No, there is no use of lamenting because this Dehi which is there, this is Nityam Avadhyoyam. It's Nitya and Avadhyaha. That is, it can never be killed. It is eternal. So, Natam Sochitum Arhasi Sarvani Bhutani. Don't lament for any living entity or any living being. So now let's discuss this, the last verse of the section. So Krishna has established a very important point in this section. That is, the spirit soul is immortal and this body, it will undergo destruction. And we have seen various shlokas now. If we remember, I'll just recollect few shlokas and maybe quote them. Shloka number 13. In that, very nicely Krishna is saying that Dehi nosmin yatha dehe kaumaram yauvanam jara tatha dehantara praptis dhiras tatra namuyati. So there Krishna is saying that the eternal soul is going from boyhood to youthhood to old age, and at the time of death, it gives up the old body and accepts the new body. It goes to another body. And a similar verse is the shloka number 22, which says, Vasamsi jirnani yatha vihaya navani grannati naroparani tatha sharirani vihaya jirnani anyani samyati navani dehi. So like a person puts on new garments, giving up the old ones. Similarly, the eternal immortal soul gives up the old body and accepts the new body. And this body, it's destructible. But when the body is destroyed using different weapons, can soul also be destroyed? So for this, Krishna, he quoted the shloka number 23. Nainam chindanti shastrani, nainam dhati pavakah, na chainam kledayantyapo, na shoshayati marutah. So the soul can never be cut into pieces. Nainam chindanti shastrani. Nainam dhati pavakah, it can never be burnt by fire. Na chainam kledayantyapo. The soul cannot be moistened or drowned by the water. And na shoshayati marutha, it cannot be withered by wind. So basically Krishna has established the point that soul is immortal, it can never be destroyed. Now this has to be clear. And when he was talking about the concept of soul, or when he was giving the characteristics of soul, simultaneously Krishna has established that the body is vinashi. It will be destroyed. So these two concepts Krishna has established very nicely. Now another thing that Prabhupada is mentioning here is that on the authority of Sri Krishna, one has to believe that there is a soul different from the material body. Now, at least this has to be clear, you know, after discussion of so many shlokas, that we have to accept the fact that soul exists in the body. And we have to reject the two misconceptions that people have in general. First one is, there is no soul. Now, this is a really very, very immature argument that there is no soul. It means the person has not logically analyzed the existence of living entities. So, we have to reject this concept or reject this misconception. That is, there is no soul. Second one is, with the body developing or maturing, at certain point of time, the life symptoms will manifest. Now, this is another misconception which has to be rejected. Why? Only when the soul enters, or only when the soul is present in a certain matter, the matter grows. Or else it's not possible. So it is described that the soul enters through the semen of the father. And when the semen and the ovum, when they combine to form the zygote, which later develops to a fetus. So where is the soul entering? Soul is there at the start. And since soul is there, from zygote, the fetus is formed and the body of the child develops very nicely. From 3 months to 4 to 5 to 9th month. And finally, the child is out of mother's body. So in this way, we understand the life symptoms don't develop in between at certain point of time. Life symptoms are there right from start. And because the soul is there, life symptoms are there. Matter grows, develops very nicely. So this concept has to be very nicely clear for all the students of Gita. Others we don't know, but at least students of Gita should know this very well. Now, Prabhupada is mentioning a nice point. He says, take a soul is immortal. So can we just have violence just like that? Can we just keep people around? No. According to Shastra, according to Vedic scriptures, violence is not encouraged. But at the time of war, it is not discouraged also. So at the time of war, when dharma has to be set, yes, we have to fight against adharma. And it has to be sanctioned by someone. Who has to sanction? Here Prabhupada writes, it must be justified in terms of the sanction of the Lord, not capriciously. That is, not whimsically, not by our own choice. So after understanding all this, what should Arjuna do? Arjuna, as a Kshatriya, should not abandon his duty. Now Arjuna is a Kshatriya, he is a king. And what is his duty? To fight against adharma and establish dharma, to protect his citizens. That is what is his duty. So he shouldn't abandon his duty out of the fear that his grandfather and teacher, Bhishma and Drona, will die in the battle. So now we have discussed this elaborately. How Bhishma and Drona, they are not going to die. They're just going to give up their old bodies and accept new bodies. And Krishna tried telling Arjuna, it's a time of celebration. They're going to accept new bodies. Now why are you lamenting? So in this way, Krishna has proved the point that they are not the bodies, they're spirit soul. And you fight. That is your dharma. And don't think about what's going to happen next. So in this way, very, very clearly, Krishna is established and he has told, Natam Sochitum, don't lament like this, O Arjuna, it doesn't suit you. O Bharata, O descendant of Bharat Maharaj, O Kshatriya, this doesn't suit you. So in this way, Krishna concludes this section of the concept of body and soul. And now Krishna is going to take us to the next section from the next verse, that is Shloka number 31 onwards. And in this section, Krishna is going to refute the next two arguments of Arjuna. So Arjuna said, okay, compassion, etc. is okay. But then my second argument, O Krishna, is if I kill all of them, how will I enjoy? And the third argument which he gave was, if I kill all of them, sins will overcome me. So let's discuss this interesting section which is coming up from next video onwards. Hare Krishna. Don't forget to attempt the quiz, and don't forget to put your understanding in the comment section. This will surely enhance your understanding, and also the ones who are going to read your comments, that will surely help them. Thank you.